Hey guys.
Hey.
Got another podcast.
Podcast.
Hey John.
Hey Griff.
What's up?
None.
Hey Ryan.
Hey there.
What's going on?
Sitting here ready for
podcast. Ready to talk about some video games?
Yeah.
We've been playing some video games. Hey, by the way, this is Boss Battle Radio, internet radio show for BossBattle.com. Episode 19 for the week of December 1st, 2010. Ryan, John.
December.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do this podcast.
What's up?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's up?
Video games.
Who goes first, Griff?
Oh, I don't know. You guys want to talk about games already? I watched that Green Lantern trailer.
We cannot. Yeah. Yeah. How'd you like that?
It was okay.
Butterflies and unicorns.
Did I talk about
the suit? Looks really stupid. I think. Like
really? No. It doesn't look as bad as the magazine.
I think the suit looks fine. Like in design, it just looks extra CG.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh,
the
yeah.
Spider-Man suit looks at least somewhat believable, but...
It totally does, but there's a reason for that, though. Because the suit's not real.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse. Like, it still doesn't look like a thing. Like, it's like Ryan Reynolds' head is moving too much for the suit, and the suit is, like, too stationary.
What do you think he's wearing under that, like, in reality?
Nothing, dude.
What's not... Yeah,
I don't believe Ryan Reynolds ever wears clothes.
Dude, if I was Ryan...
Scarlett Johansson.
Dude, if you were the sexiest man for the past 2 years, you could...
You just don't.
Get out of jail, get out of clothes, free card.
That's right. People see you walking around naked, no one gives a shit.
That's right. You just get the award next year, though.
Yeah, exactly. You're already just showing it off.
Yeah, I thought it was an okay trailer. I'm glad it's, like, gonna be the origin story of Green Lantern, because that's really all that I know about... Green Lantern.
I don't know one thing about him.
Or like the passing of the rings.
Yeah.
Actually, no, scratch that. I wish that it was the extreme batshit craziness Green Lantern where it's...
They just throw you in the middle of it?
No, no. Well, the middle end of it where it's like, this is going to be the story about not just the green power rings, but the yellow rings and the pink ring and the black ring that doesn't have an owner that's going to be Batman.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Batman's, is that true?
You know, I haven't...
There's a crossover where at some point Batman gets the Green Ring.
Oh, the Green Ring. Probably.
What is the deemed worthy human?
Well, that was. I hope that comes into play in this movie of like how original Green Lantern. No, Green Lantern can't. Like he can't do anything to the color yellow. Like he's completely vulnerable to the color yellow.
I hope there's
yellow.
At least some homage to it.
No, like, no. I don't want some like quirky thing where he's like, I hate the color yellow.
You just want like the main bad guy to glow.
I want that
to
be a straight up issue. Yeah.
And he's like, fuck. Yeah. I can't touch that.
Yeah, and he's got to find a bucket.
Ah, yellow.
Yeah.
Burning.
Yeah. I want it to go that route. Or the crazy route where it's like all the millions of different rings. And
have a power ring in the Green Lantern world?
Well, like there's all the green power rings.
Five of them or something.
There's like a... No, there's that central Green Lantern point.
But I'm saying there's like five different colors.
There's yellow, pink, green, and black, right? I don't know if there's any more.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that might be right.
But pink...
Everyone has one.
Somebody owns the pink ring right now. So the Green Lanterns use the power of the green one. And his nemesis, I forget his name, uses the yellow one. And the black one doesn't have an owner. And after Grant Morrison's run of Batman in, what was that? You guys probably didn't read this,
dude.
When he killed Batman in the that long series,
in the Death of Batman.
No, it wasn't called that. It was
with Batman Dies.
Death, the Pain Death Man, the Death Pain Man with the Flash. It was this weird super
Flash
crossover.
Kills Batman.
No, I'll look this up. You guys talk about superheroes. Because I read this. I read this like 2 months ago. Like I read the entire trade of it.
I disagree. I don't think Flash I don't think Flash is smart enough to be Batman.
He's just fast.
I think if anybody has a shot at killing Batman, it's Batman.
Bizarro Batman?
Or Russian Martian Batman.
Is that really a guy?
No.
No.
No, it's not. No, I don't know. Realistically, if anybody has a chance of killing Batman, it'd probably
it's
just
probably
be
what the comic books did, and it'd probably be Superman. But
huh? No, no, no.
Superman
there was...
killed or Batman
no,
killed
Batman
Superman.
Killed Superman. That's a thing that happened.
I know.
It's fucking Superman sucks. He's weak. He's a bitch.
That's Final Crisis. That's what it was. Where he's killed by like the death bullet, or whatever the heck it's called.
Death bullet. great name.
No, it's it's that bullet. Good. Let me see if I can find it here.
Hope to get shot by the life bullet someday.
No, it's really good. It's really, really, really bad naming nomenclature.
Awesome. By the way, that new animated movie that came out, The Red Hood for Batman, it's actually really good.
Does it have Little Red Riding Hood?
No. It has, I don't know, it follows its own little tune. It's kind of separated from some of the Batman lore, but it's still pretty good. It's got Nightwing and the second Robin.
The second Robin?
Yeah, there's two Robins.
I didn't know there was multiple Robins.
Yeah, two Robins.
Is there ever a Batman Robin thing? Like double Robin?
Yeah. Well, okay, so, all right, if you want me to get into this, at some point, Dick Grayson becomes Nightwing, and that's when he picks up, is it Tim Drake? Something like that?
What?
Tim Drake? Is that the second Robin?
Robin? Is Bobby?
Nah.
I don't know.
I think it's Tim Drake. And then at some point, Bruce Wayne dies, and then that's when Nightwing, Dick Grayson, becomes Batman.
I thought Nightwing was dead.
Dude,
no, Dick Grayson is dead.
There are so many.
Somebody like shot him in the back of the head.
There are so many fucking comic books that.
Did it happen on Earth or Earth Zero? Dude, see, this is why DC Comics, John, are stupid.
Fucking how many different Spider-Man renditions have there been? Fucking crazy shit.
At least, well, okay, see. Yeah,
see, this is, comic books are fucking crazy.
That's right.
And this is why I can't just jump into it, because I feel like if I do, I don't know what fucking train I just stepped onto.
Earth Zero in DC world is slightly larger than reality Earth. Just a little known fact. Just
putting that out there.
Just a little known fact.
That's why Gotham City and fucking Metropolis are so far apart from each other, and their crime rates are completely different.
Yeah. God, why can I not find the thing that killed Batman? It's Darkseid, but what is the thing called?
Are you Google searching the thing that killed Batman?
I should probably just write that in.
Also, yeah, gosh, there's going to be so many crossover references in this podcast, just for a heads up, because shit doesn't make sense in the world I'm living in right now. I don't understand.
Who killed Batman? How stuff works?
How stuff works. How do you kill Batman?
Yes, let's explain Final Crisis. Good luck to anybody, because anything that Grant Morrison writes is fucking insane.
Oh, man. No, dude, I don't know. Flash movie, I think, or I'm sorry, not Flash movie, the Green Lantern movie. It looks better than what I originally thought it would look. It seems fine to me. I still think Ryan Reynolds would be a better Flash than Hal Jordan, but whatever.
I'm gonna find this.
Just put it in the notes.
I'm going to find this. Just
put it in the notes.
This is
afterwards.
Important to me.
We have business.
Yes, talk about your games then. I need to find what.
So
did
what did
this.
You play, John?
Okay, so I played some things. Let's start out with the least important one. I played Cooking Mama 2.
All right, what else did you
no
play?
One should, no one should ever play Cooking Mama ever, because it's not even a fucking game. It's like Simon Says for retarded people. Like, and it's dumb. I don't even know how that game sells, because it's crazy. The game doesn't make any sense. There's no grading. Whatever. We're moving on. Okay. I played the DLC for Fable 3. Spent those $5, and I did that.
Was it a worthy 2 hours?
No. I mean, I did it probably wasn't all of 2 hours either, because I also did the Reaver's like death gauntlet thing. Which is really dumb. You earn a lot of money. And like they even like explain it to you at the beginning that like if you earn so many points, you can get these two legendary weapons out of it. And there was no challenge to it, because by the time I finished it, I had earned enough points to get both of those weapons at the same time. And I was like, okay, well, I'm glad I did that. And then I went and did the Understone thing, which has a little cool story premise to it, but it's dumb. Like, it's just, it has a cool story premise, but then when you start, you just kill a bunch of Hobbs, and at some point you kill a robot.
Friggin' Hobbs.
And then you're done. And you have one moral choice to do, and the moral choice is, like, free some people or enslave some people. and fucking whatever. You can buy some more houses if you want to. Those houses don't show up on the regular map, though. So you have to physically go to that place and purchase them or not purchase them or whatever the hell you want
to
do.
So you have to physically go there if you want to, like, repair them.
Too. Yeah, and it's slightly out of the way. So, I mean, it's just dumb.
So I'm going to give up on this Batman thing because I just read a bunch of stuff that's, like, makes me want to sit down and read Wikipedia because apparently I've missed out on tons of important Batman stuff for the past 2 years.
Like Batman?
Just Batman. Like Batman's skull.
Dude, whatever.
What, is that worth some stuff?
I feel like there are some lines of the Batman lore that give Bruce Wayne more credit than being just a human.
He's the smartest man on Earth.
Right.
Batman in the DC universe is the smartest man alive.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Whereas in the Marvel universe, I mean, it's somebody else. I forget who's the smartest person there, but... Batman is the smartest person.
Even though he had somebody else making all this stuff.
Dude, he designed it all himself. Batman's a genius.
Yeah. It's true facts.
Yeah. After Final Crisis, Batman, we got crazy. And now apparently it's fleshing out into still crazy.
Even crazier shit. Still
crazy. I don't even know if it could... You can't really go even crazier than shot with mysterious bullet that sent him back into prehistoric times.
What?
Okay. I can't remember what the bullet was called, though. Bullet? No, it's Darkseid's essence or something like that, but I can't remember. Dark bullet? Omega bullet or something.
Black hole bullet?
What?
Black hole bullet?
Black hole bullet.
Black worm.
That's my death metal band, actually. Black hole bullet. All basses. It's double bass and double kick pedal. Yeah.
And double drummers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Double drummers on
two drummers. Two drummers on one drum, four kick pedals on one bass. That's the sound it makes.
So, yeah. The Fable stuff, it's not worth $5. It should be a free download because it's shitty.
Well, at least it was only $5.
Yeah, but whatever. So don't buy that because it's not really worth your time.
Gotcha.
It's just more hacking and slashing stuff. Worthless. I already told you guys this, but I gold medaled all of that virtual training crap.
Oh yes, tell us about your Assassin's Creed Brotherhood frustration.
Yeah, so last night I was up until like 2 in the morning gold meddling everything in the virtual training because I knew you would unlock the Raiden outfit, and I unlocked it and it's kind of cool.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, Raiden. Metal Gear Solid Raiden.
Not Naked Raiden.
Not Naked Raiden. That would be sweet. Just the tattoos show up.
The hidden blades are really sweet.
Yeah.
No,
they're really hidden.
Yeah, really hidden. You don't want to get killed that way.
It's a double hidden blade, impossible.
Right. And that's the weird thing. That, like, the hidden blades in the Raiden suit don't actually animate, so you just are punching dudes and they're exploding with blood, which is kind of hilarious.
And you said he has a gun on his hip?
Yeah, he has a sweet, like, .45 strapped to his hip. But all the other weapons are animated into him perfectly. Like, the crossbow's there, your sword and your dagger are there. It's all there.
Huh.
It's all, and it's not like you see Raiden, it's, because it looks kind of funny from the neck up, because it's Ezio inside of the Raiden suit. Yeah. So you got the ponytail, and you got the goatee.
Right.
And,
you would think that would look suspicious.
Well, just like
it just looks so out of place.
The Metal Gear Solid 4... when you could wear the Altair.
Yeah, you could wear the Altair costume.
But you would just be wearing, like, the jacket on the outside.
Yeah, yeah. You still have the regular thing underneath, and it's still that.
Sneaking suit.
So, yeah, it's...
Octo camo.
Yeah, yeah.
Foxes die.
Yeah.
Brother.
But yeah, I...
There's a connection.
So I got that.
Cam Clark.
Brotherhood.
Yes, Brotherhood. They're all clones.
Oh, God, no.
That's the secret.
Merger. But so...
Anybody is Ezio.
Oh, man.
Nothing is true, John.
So...
everything is permitted.
I had... So I went and I started to do some of the PlayStation 3 DLC stuff for Assassin's Creed. And again, it's free, so you might as well download it and play it. It's some extra crap, but it's nothing really relevant. I only got halfway through it, though, so I turned off the game and then woke up this morning to try to finish it, and it's all gone.
Yeah.
Everything I did for 3 hours was erased.
Forget to save. You go to the save point,
no,
John.
No, there's like, it's all fucking auto-saving, and it did the little icons. I did so much stuff that just makes that game auto-save thing, so I don't know what was wrong. So fucking weird. And I don't want to do it again. I just don't.
Well, let me tell you, you don't need to.
I don't need to.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't accomplish anything. The only reason I wanted the gold medal everything was just so I could get a riding outfit. And that.
And you did.
And I did that, and I saw that.
There's no trophy for it.
And there's no trophy for it. The only trophy is having the riding outfit.
And, mission accomplished.
And there's no sword that accurately syncs up with the riding suit, so fuck it.
Yeah, that's one thing that we didn't really talk about at all. We talked a lot of Assassin's Creed Brotherhood before the podcast, and one thing I didn't mention that I was meaning to mention was, do you find it a little weird that there was no super sword this time?
Yeah.
There was the dagger you guys talked about.
Well, you got the super Altair sword in the last game, and there's no super sword in this one. You get the super dagger, though.
That's, super dagger was good. But I figured you'd get the sword again. Yeah.
You guys get the Super Maul.
But like, you get Mario's sword or something like that. Like, that's already important.
That's true. You could have gotten that. But like, here's part of the issue with this game is, like, I feel like with some of the new things that they added in, they're kind of like outdating some of their stuff from Assassin's Creed 2. Like, crossbow trumps gun.
Yeah.
Because it's more silent. More shots and it's silent. So
yeah,
why not? And then I thought daggers were completely out of the mix until I realized that you could throw two daggers at once and ice two dudes at the same time.
Daggers are only useful for your secondary when you have daggers. The throwing daggers are only useful when you have daggers on. And I mean, I think the gun is fine because you're using it with the sword. Like, when you're in combat with the sword,
fine there.
You're just going to take out some dude with lance or something, or guy on a horse, instead of countering him. I was fine with that.
It's fine also in the certain instances where, like, crossbow has a funny little arc to it, and if you need to hit a specific target without that arc, you can use the gun to just bypass.
I never really noticed the arc.
Yeah, I mean, it's only really fun. Like, if you were shooting at somebody that's way up high and you gotta shoot, that arc eventually will dip down and hit just the ledge, and it's like, well, wait, well, here's the gun that has no arc, and that will just straight up kill a dude.
Yeah.
Also, like, at some point, you do find enemies that have a resistance to arrows.
So what you're saying is we're going to have to wait until Assassin's Creed 4 until we get Silence Pistol?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when
Assassin's Creed 3 will just have pistols.
That's when it just bleeds over into
and then
akimbo pistols.
Yeah. Four double silence pistols.
Yeah.
Double crossbow.
Feet pistols. Bayonetta pistol.
Yeah, that's bayonetta.
Four silence pistols.
Yeah.
You know what? If they just made Equilibrium the video game,
yeah, dude, I'd be happy.
Fine with that.
Yeah.
Seems like that's the direction
this
is going.
That's where this is going.
No feelings.
No hidden blade. Silence pistol.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu gunplay.
Yeah.
Anything else about Assassin's Creed that we need to touch on? Before I move on to my next.
Well, I guess I finished it. I don't know. It grew on me the more I played it in an enjoyment factor. But in terms of, like, we talked a lot about this before, but it just seems like there was so many dead ends and so many, like, half steps that it just seemed like it needed a little bit more time in the oven to flesh these things out. A lot of just kind of quirky things, like only being in one location, the one giant map instead of the multiple locations. The economy system, again, being really effed up and no reason to actually be sinking money into it except for fast travel. There's a few oddities that we've talked about before. But in terms of story, I'm very surprised in how it has pushed things forward, at least a little bit, if not. Like, it's not the step I wanted, which is you're just playing as Desmond, but it was cool because
it's furthering something and it's furthering questions, but
I'm just worried that we're going to be hitting the lost syndrome or Battlestar Galactica syndrome of when there's, like, too many questions that are just being piled on. Yeah, what is going
to
be a satisfying ending? Like, what would be satisfying in the third game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Quadruple pistols.
Also, I don't really understand if they are going to make it in a modern day setting, which would be weird because
we don't even know if they are going to do this.
But, like, that's what the whole stories have all been pushing towards. Like, every game has been moving closer and closer to the story of, like, making Desmond into a real assassin. So it would be stupid for them to just keep, like, taking a step back and saying, well, now he has to train more and find more memories until he's able to be a real assassin. Like it's
well, yeah, I don't think he needs a train anymore. I just think he needs to find the information that he needs to prevent this catastrophe that's coming.
Yeah. But like there's only the one sort of clue that says there may be something more out there. But then how does he, without saying what that specific bit of dialogue is, how does he go about accessing that?
I don't know.
Like
what if you play as Desmond playing as Subject 16 in the Animus?
That's another half step that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
that'd be interesting in a way, but like we need to get to
the story of Assassin's Creed is not of the Assassins, it is of Desmond.
Yeah.
And the fact that Brotherhood is just another sidestep, another it's another little fake out to the real story of what needs to happen, of Desmond finding these artifacts in 2012 and doing the dirt there and fighting the Templars.
It's like with Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, it's like with the whole story thing, it's all just like, where is the chase and how do I cut to it?
Right.
Because...
Right, the driving factor is the Desmond story.
Because I really could care less about the Borgia. Like that's interesting in a way that you're liberating Rome, but...
But
are that's you... not what I care about in the Assassin's Creed world.
Right, it doesn't matter because you know what the I ending care about of all that, that is.
Crazy religious god crazy stuff is.
Yeah, I want space god.
That... thing. I need that.
I want, yeah. Space God Minerva.
Yeah. And you know how you kill that?
And hair god. Be crystal you skulls with Harrison Ford.
You use the Omega Bullet.
No, giant hair god. That's how you do it in Bayonetta.
Yeah, that's true.
Indiana Jones.
Bigger hair god.
Use Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah. What if Indiana Jones is Desmond's father?
I could see it.
Yeah.
No,
Harrison Ford?
Yeah. Harrison Ford.
Totally.
Yeah.
Best
All right.
thing ever.
Harrison Ford, Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but instead of dwelling on that too much, I mean, I enjoyed it.
And yeah, it's a fine game.
It's good, and it does good for the story. But I feel like when Assassin's Creed 3 comes out, it'll be that Assassin's Creed 1 issue of, hey, if you just want to catch up on what's happened, go watch these clips.
Right.
Because here are the salient points.
Well, I wonder if in Assassin's Creed 3 they're going to do another one of those.
Previously on.
Yeah. I'm Desmond Miles. And this is my
this
story.
This is my story.
Great, Desmond.
Gong gong.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on true events.
Based. Very loosely.
Loosely. This is a work of fiction.
Yeah. By many people of various religions.
But yeah, people of various religions and faiths.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And colors.
And colors. And creeds.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good one. So, did you guys run into that issue of when Desmond says, or not Desmond, Ezio says, I'm from Montreal?
Yeah, yeah,
he says
yeah.
Montreal. He doesn't say France.
Yeah, yeah, he says Montreal.
Yeah, I don't know why people were complaining about that.
It's...
He doesn't say France.
Yeah, he doesn't say France. He just says Montreal.
Yeah, he speaks in French and he says, I am from Montreal in French.
He says, what part of France are you from? And he says, Montreal.
He says, Montreal.
Yeah.
However you say that in French.
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
And then the subtitles say Montreal.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was funny too.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And I did like how he's like, you speak French? Mm-hmm. I'm sure Ezio is fluent in a couple of
every language.
A few languages.
Does that mean that Desmond is fluent in all those languages?
Oh, well, after
I know
being
Kung
Animus
Fu.
For hours.
Yeah, exactly. He'd
bleeding
have to.
Effect.
Bleeding effect. Speak all
Speaking of
Italian.
The bleeding effect again, like we talked last time, but I definitely felt... the power of like my thought process of last time of where you actually like you as a player like breaking the fourth wall, the bleeding effect is you,
yeah,
where you don't need the buttons told to you, like when you were traversing that last segment, I was like, yep, okay, I'm pressing O to open this and I'm
right.
swinging.
Yeah,
and
the
there's
whole
no
time
map.
Was,
there's says, no mini map with no place to go, but
yeah.
It just kind of leads you in a really well designed way to
yeah.
where you're supposed to go.
I got stuck at one part at that end though.
Oh.
Like going up the side of it. I missed that and I was like down underneath, like looking where I was supposed to go. Hmm. But
I could see how you could get turned around in there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it does do a decent job. Like, you know, if you've been playing that game for hours and hours and hours, you're right. There's that weird out of
Well, I think that was That's my issue with every Assassin's Creed previous, where people have had my retort to I just don't like the controls is stop trying to fight them and just go with it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with
those
controls.
Yeah, like if you're having troubles with controls, it's probably because you're overthinking everything. And if you just kind of flow like water, man.
Yeah,
like,
no.
The only problem I have with the controls is if you're on a corner and you're trying to like go diagonal jump.
It's very grid. Like your movement is very grid based.
Trying to do a diagonal jump. That's the only problem I have with it, because you'll either you'll do the diagonal jump or you'll go left or you'll go right.
Right. And it's very sticky, and it's getting slightly better. Some of their traversal stuff, like if you go through their race against the clock, like their race stuff in the virtual training, like as I was doing that, I was like, oh my god, this game can be so much fun if you do this way. I was like, shit, there are ways that you can move so quickly through this game as opposed to clunking around like you like you would just do barrel rolling into shit. Like there's some finessing stuff in there that I'm just like, holy shit,
like I didn't know you could bounce off that wall then go backwards to like up something quickly and then over.
Well,
the
yes,
side
like, see, I knew that, but it was like there's certain like weird tricks you can do with, like, not only can you just run up a wall and spring backwards, but you can spring right or left.
Yeah.
But and actually gain height.
Yeah, that was a like, thing you can gain in Assassin's Creed 2 where they meant to. There was like a big tutorial moment of like, this is too high for me to jump. I should use this wall to help me.
Yeah, and it's there's.
But they never made mention of it in the actual, like, this game. It was just like, you don't really ever need to do that.
Yeah.
So if you remember it, that makes things easier. But
and there's, there's some other minor tweaking things. Like, if you let off the sprint button at certain points, like, getting down from ledges become easier. And there's, like, if you hit the X, like, if you let off sprint and then tap it real quick, you will actually land better when you come off. Like, actually, because you'll tap it and you'll jump, as opposed to just like dead sprinting and jumping from the corner off. If you sprint and then jump before the ledge.
Yeah, if you press the jump button, you get a little bit.
It's a completely different jump as opposed to.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
When I was platforming, I just had that button held down.
Yeah. There's some minor finessing to it.
Yeah.
But again, it's not so ingrained in the.
In the actual playing
of the game, that it's not necessary.
See, I can see that thing, those things carrying over into the multiplayer nicely, where it's like, I am able to traverse at a higher level than other people,
right?
But it is not necessary in the main game,
right?
It would really probably be beneficial there.
That's all I have to say, honestly.
You should be taking your newfound skills online.
Yeah,
you should.
Yeah, well, I've still got the game. I own the game, so.
Okay. What else you got?
Epic Mickey.
Epic Mickey.
Disney's Epic Mickey.
How much of that did you play?
I played about 2.5 hours of that game.
No voice acting.
No voice acting.
Weird.
Very weird. Well, there is some voice acting. There's about that much voice acting.
Yeah.
Some grumbly crap. So, real quick, I want to get this part of Disney's Epic Mickey out of the way first. Do you remember a particular Warner Brothers
Oswald
scene in which like a cartoon episode in which Bugs Bunny was fighting a gremlin over this plane? Do you know the Gremlins as a cartoon?
Yeah.
They're like green-headed people that have like a funny pear-shaped body and wear helmets.
Yes. Like
Marvin the Martian?
Yeah, no.
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 But kind of like that. Like it.
Kind of, but different. They wear like weird aviator kind of helmet-ish things, and they have wrenches that they usually disassemble shit with.
Right.
Is that not a Warner Brothers character, or is that cross-generation thing?
Well, all I know is that some of their like original, like Oswald the Bunny thing isn't theirs anymore. It was sold off to another studio. So it's entirely possible that some of their back catalog is being brought into this and stuff that they don't have or use anymore.
Okay, because Gremlins are all over the place in this game, and I'm like, I swear to God, that was in a Warner Brothers cartoon with Bugs Bunny, not Disney stuff. So it's really weird. Funny thing about Disney's Epic Mickey, there's a morality system in that game.
Yeah.
But not evil, but not, in a moral way.
Right.
And let's get this out of the gate. Mickey Mouse is a douchebag. That's what this game is about.
Mickey Mouse is an idiot.
Yeah, he's a moron and he's a douchebag and he doesn't give shit about anybody else. And that's why this game exists. Because that same wizard that he decided to go ahead and pick up the hat and use to clean the fucking place with the broomsticks. By the way, those broomsticks Merlin? Are in this game. Yeah, sure. I don't know. He has a different name. He's not Merlin.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. That's exactly who it is.
Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
Bad Shoes.
Yeah. Bad Shoes.
Pretty sure he's Merlin.
Old man.
Nick Cage.
Old man shoes. I like Nicolas Cage. Yeah. Love some old man shoes.
That was it.
Yeah, no.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
He was the sorcerer and Mickey was the apprentice.
Oh, yeah. I've played this game.
Yeah.
Or at least seen it.
Well, yeah.
So it's the same sorcerer that.
Right. The opening cinematic
is he has this magical brush that he's creating this world for, like,
forgotten
characters and figures. And Mickey happens to stumble in there and fuck everything up and decides to not take, you know, responsibility for anything and just takes off. And then 20 years later...
I should take a step back. Mickey Mouse is not... If Mickey Mouse is an adult, Mickey Mouse is retarded.
But yeah, no, he Mickey has Mouse to be.
Is a child. Like, the child thought process and wonderment and interactions. Like, that's how you see Mickey Mouse. Is.
Well... I mean, look at the Kingdom Hearts rendition of Mickey Mouse, that's the Mickey Mouse that I would want to be associated with.
Yeah, but no. I would not want to be associated with anything Kingdom Hearts.
But Mickey Mouse of Disney's Epic Mickey, he's right. He's either retarded or 5 years old.
Yeah.
Like, that's what he is. He's... And also, aside from no voice acting whatsoever, the opening cinematic has voice acting.
The narration.
Yes, there's narration in it. Mickey is not voiced. Nobody is voiced.
Right.
It's all text-based. And
noises.
And noises to cover those textings. Even noises that come out of your Wiimote, which always aggravates the hell out of me some reason.
I love reloading noises in the Wiimote.
Bugs the hell out of me.
What?
Reloading noises in the Wiimote?
Gun games, too. Reload your gun. Reload, reload. Shoot off screen. But they're cut. Have you seen videos for the cutscenes in that game?
They look really good.
It's cartoony, but not the way you want it to be.
No, I think they look really good.
You think so? Because I don't think anything Disney about that is
cartoony,
going on.
Like 3D.
Cartoony, like.
Like Toy Story?
No, cartoony, like Saturday morning cartoon.
Oh. Like American. Old American cartoon.
Popeye?
Not like old American
cartoon. No, I think it definitely is.
It looks like crayon drawings.
It to me, when I was watching it, it was reminiscent of old, like, it's old American cartoon, but brought or made with the technology that we have now. It doesn't go the route of the current Saturday morning, like, Japanese influenced American cartoons. And it doesn't have that really nice flowing quality of like a Miyazaki thing either. But I think it's really good. I really like it.
How about Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
That is a weird direction that American cartoons have gone in.
But that's the same
kind of style
where it's that weird jaggedy edges to it. My problem with it, because I think it looks good. I think it's fine. But it's removing itself from the game. Like,
oh, you're saying my cutscenes, it doesn't match.
My cutscenes go into that, it's like, well, that's just kind of weird because that's not the reality that I'm playing the game in. So why does it jump to this weird cartoony thing? Like, I would be more fine with it if it was just stylized a little different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it just doesn't match it. So it's kind of weird.
It's off-putting. Yeah. If you're in a cartoon world with something that's cartoony, you may as well try and match the cartoony thing. Mm-hmm. It's not like Assassin's Creed where you have the opening cinematic that's like that Blur style. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about Blur before, but they're the studio that makes all those freaking amazing looking opening cinematics for video games. They did like the Knights of the Republic Online openings. They did the DC Universe opening.
Oh, okay.
Just these like hyper realistic things.
Mm-hmm.
But you take that and then you have the gameplay and they don't match up at all.
Yeah. And sometimes it's awkward, sometimes it kind of makes sense, but, like, this is one of those awkward points where I'm like, I don't know that this really matches the game very well.
Yeah.
And it seems slightly removed.
Do they change depending on what, like, comic book or, like, era you're in? Like, do they? Is it like Steamboat Willie? Does it get more old timey? No, or if it's in, I've only like, done a different world. I've does it get more?
Only done a couple of those, and that's when it goes into the 2D levels. And those are actually, I would prefer to play the entire game 2D, to be honest with you, because I mean, and some of their aesthetic changes for that stuff, and it has some cool effects that are like film reel related going on in those sequences.
Oh, so where you can actually see the
you can
film
see the edge of the film and stuff like that. So it's kind of cool. But I don't know, like playing that game in 3D with the Wii is the wrong console.
Yeah.
Because there's no effective way to move the camera around other than like continuing to mash on the C button to get it to auto-correct itself. Because the game, because, you know, sometimes you'll play a game where the camera like knows, like is intelligent enough to follow you and correct you the way you should be moving things.
Right.
This is not one of those games.
And then you play Ninja Gaiden too.
Right. And camera just decides to cram itself in the weirdest place it can find, and you're like, this is not helping me out. I do think, however, like their paint and paint thinner aspects of the game are really cool. I do like being able to remove things and add things. That weird morality system that they have is cool, but yeah. the way the game describes it to you, it's not a morality system. It's just like a skill tree system almost. Like if you use more paint than you use paint thinner, then you'll have access to these advantages. If you use more paint thinner than you do paint, you'll have access to these advantages.
Okay. So it's not like affecting the story of the game by any means.
No, it's not. And at first I thought it was really odd because the game, before the game explains to you the advantages and disadvantages you get from it, it's just it still is giving you these options for ways to do things. And it's like, well, you could use the paint thinner to remove this gear to get by here, or you could use the paint to cover up this steaming pipe so that you can get past here.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, well, it's cool that you give me the option to do either or. And then at some point, like half hour later, the game explains to you that there's this morality system, and that's why we give you these options, so that you could kind of use that to your advantage. Like, so if you wanted to use paint thinner more, you could do that. That's kind of cool.
So your interactions within the environment will push you in different directions?
They all lead to the same path. Like, A to B, like, is you're going to get from A to B, but there's the paint thinner way or there's the paint way.
Okay. Like, I see.
Right. So you have this steaming pipe that's blowing steam in front of your direction, and you can...
Right. No, I'm saying in terms of like the character progression.
Oh, there's no, like, there's nothing there.
So just your dealing with enemies will push you in different directions of the paint or the thinner. Like if you chose to paint instead of thin in the environment and like, you know, block the steam pipe, is that going to give you 10 points to good Mickey?
No, there's no, like, I call it a morality system only because it's so reminiscent of being a morality system. But
Morn
there
Spector
is,
loves morality system.
It doesn't affect the morality of Mickey because, again, he's
well, actually, it would no seem morality. Like it really does actually affect Mickey's morality, where it's like, it is a true lens for, how you are playing it. Like, so Mickey's, it is actually that, and it seems like in that case, since there is no actual repercussion, like you're not going to get the better Mickey sword by going just good, it seems like that would be a better reason to actually give you a morality
at
system.
Some point they do progress that, like your options do progress in a better way of like, well, you could do the paint thinner way or you could do the paint way. One of these is easier than the other. Uh-huh. One has more benefit to it. Like, you will find these hidden things that I still don't know what the hell they do yet.
Oh.
Like, I got a sweet gold pin. I don't know what the fuck that means, but it's cool, I guess.
Cool.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Penis points.
Hidden pin dagger.
Epic penis points. Word. Yeah. Yeah. But so, like, the finer points of it is... So Mickey... Not unlike Ezio, can have, like familiar things, like little follower things. Like they're these little balls of floating fairy-like balls of paint or
thinner,
or they have the properties of paint or thinner, but they are called something else. So they're like fairies that follow them around. Okay. And you get more of them the more you use thinner or the more you use paint.
Okay.
And so if you use more paint, you get more of the paint balls. Or if you use thinner, you get more of the thinner balls.
Okay.
And you can use those to fling them at enemies and have them attack the enemies. And it's built on the HUD the exact same way as it is in Assassin's Creed. You got three bars, and so you've got these things that you can command them to attack your enemies and get them out of your
so
way.
So instead of spending the time actually fighting them, this would just be like an instant
thinner like,
or instant painted enemy.
Yeah, deal with those things.
Okay.
The problem I have with the combat is that it sucks. Like Disney's basic attack or Mickey's basic attack is flick the remote and he'll spin around and hit stuff, but it only knocks back enemies.
Right.
The only true way to deal with an enemy is to paint him by making him your friend or thinner him until he
dies,
dissolves
into nothingness,
into goo. Yeah,
just end him.
Yeah,
erase him from existence.
End him.
That thing is no more.
Yeah,
thin him
exactly.
out.
Thin him until he is thinned out. But yeah, other than that, I mean, the game. This is one game that could really benefit from just having a little bit of voice acting, a little bit more voice acting.
Yeah.
So that I could at least, I don't know, like just reading all that stuff I really don't care about, and then
games do not have voice acting anymore.
All the ones on Nintendo.
Well, you would think that if it's a cartoony game, that the cartoon would be voiced.
You would think, but it's not,
or at least emoted well enough that. Like, if they're saying, we don't want to give Mickey a voice because Mickey doesn't have a voice. Just like, we don't want to give, like, Mario a voice because Mario doesn't have a voice. So, let the other characters do the talking. Give them a voice and then leave Mickey as just the silent character that nods.
Right.
Or,
and that
or,
could be fine.
Yeah.
But it's not that way.
Everything. I know.
Like, Mickey says stuff in the game.
Oh, boy.
But he doesn't,
like... He says it like
he
that,
doesn't,
too.
He doesn't...
Oh, boy.
He doesn't verbally say anything. He just... Like he has all that stuff, and but when it's Mickey's turn to talk, all you hear is the ho ho, the little stupid thing he does, and then
do you hear the ho 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 as the words are going across the screen?
Yeah, that's what you hear. And then when stupid Gremlin dude starts talking, like you hear him do his, it's like because he has sweet mustache,
makes
all
sense.
Muffled and stuff. And it's just I don't know, it's weird.
It's a bummer.
Yeah, I don't know the game. Could conceivably be fun, and
not
it's like
not so epic. Would you think?
No, it's not. Like that game is all right.
I'd say he's a pretty black and white character.
It's it's all right, but I don't know. The combat really sucks because again, you don't have the full advantage of being able to move your camera around wherever you would like, and so having to aim that Wiimote, like aiming your Wiimote in a three-dimensional space, doesn't work.
Okay.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? You're pointing your remote at a two-dimensional plane and trying to aim it in 3D. So if Mickey isn't looking in 3D, like, he has a hard time sometimes shooting it where exactly he needs to be shooting it. So
I've heard that about Mickey.
So if something is standing off to the left and I start aiming to the left, he's not always going to pilot completely to that left right away, and it's just awkward controls, really awkward, and I didn't really enjoy playing it very much. It's just so weird.
So are you saying that Mickey is not so fine? Not so fine. It's not blowing your mind?
No.
Hey, Mickey?
No. No.
Right.
Not like that.
I think I'm tapped out.
Yeah, I'm making it out.
That's
You got anything else?
I'm trying to think.
Saying that game slipped you the Mickey.
Yeah, slipped me Mickey.
Fell asleep.
Yep. We got taken care of. Taken advantage of. I think I played any other games.
Nothing?
Oh, man, I'm sure it'll come to me, but I don't know.
All right, well, Ryan, you said you had a lot of stuff going on in your video game.
Yeah, nothing
prospects.
Crazy new. Yeah, I've been just playing a bunch of different stuff. Call of Duty, of course. I got all 1,000 achievements for that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is there any multiplayer? Back up for a second here. Actually, this is the thing that I was going to say we should discuss at the end of this podcast if we choose to, if we have time, but
sure.
Talking about multiplayer related achievements. But Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we can do that.
There's Zombie, which you have to have multiplayer for.
Yeah. Do you have to?
You, yes. Well, to get
or
the
could you turn on a second controller and just shoot stuff?
The way that the game's set up, there's no way you could do that.
Oh. No, you could.
No.
You would just, the dude would die all the time.
But doesn't that ends it?
No, if your companion dies, they'll just respawn the next round.
Really?
Yeah.
Because on Xbox Live, if one of your companions dies, then everybody dies.
That's not right. You revive people. That is,
you can revive them, but if they die fully.
No. That's not right. Really? They respawn at the end of the match. They will respawn with just the pistol. They'll have all their old money, but they won't have their weapons.
I suppose then it's doable, I guess, if you have a second controller and really want to do that.
Yeah, it's doable.
Really want to make it happen.
So you shot a dude with the ballistic knife?
Yeah, that thing's fun.
Yeah.
It's called Sergeant Crawford or Dr. Crawford's refibrillator is what it's called.
Nice refibrillator.
And there's just a guy down, you just like, and he gets right up. Knife. And it's really sweet because it's like faster meleeing and more powerful meleeing. So I was going around like level 20, level 22, just meleeing zombies the entire time.
Yeah. So the only thing at this point that has me interested, I am done with zombie mode. The only thing that intrigues me is what you can upgrade the weapons to. For some reason, I just haven't got around to reading a list of all the upgrades online because I want to see like...
There's some good ones like the...
Lasers.
All of them are lasers.
Not all of them. Obviously, the ballistic knife isn't.
Well, yeah.
Thunder gun isn't. But I want to see if there's some really goofy ones.
The AUG is kind of funny. It's got a happy face for a reticle. That's you upgrade that, and it's got a big smiley happy face when you're shooting zombies.
That's not very good. That's not very good.
No, they're all basically the same. You know, more powerful and laser bullets.
Mm-hmm.
The crossbow, if you get that.
Yeah, that's the one I want to know about.
That, if you shoot that, all the zombies run towards the crossbow bolt.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Does it make like a beeping sound then? Is that what that is?
It's like...
So same noise it already makes.
Left ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's pretty sweet.
That's cool.
But the light machine guns are definitely the way to go if you're going to upgrade.
Are you playing any regular multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm prestige 3 now.
I don't know what that means.
It means I've leveled up to the max level and reset it 3 times now.
Okay.
So.
I think I need to just, at one point, I need to just talk to you guys about why a person would do that. Not right now.
You get an extra symbol and more create a class.
Right, okay.
Right.
Anyway.
Right, no. You don't talk to me about that, because I know just about as much as you do.
Prestiging.
Yeah, no, you get an extra creative class slot and symbols. That's
about
it.
Do you need that extra creative class?
It's fun to have it.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice.
And everybody sees that symbol and they're like, whoa, look at that guy.
He's totally prestige.
Penis points.
Yeah, that definitely. I can see that. I finished the campaign. I don't know if I talked about this last week. I don't think I did, right? I finished it this week.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Numbers.
Yeah, what is the significance of the numbers?
This is like a Lost reference. Is that what this is?
It is very...
They're just talking about the numbers the whole time. Yeah. And then the numbers just... They stop talking about the numbers. And he's like, I know where he's at.
Yeah, I didn't like the ending of this game.
Oh. Did you like the ending of Lost? Is it like that?
It's not that.
Oh, okay.
No. Let's rewind here for a second.
Is it?
Yes and no.
Okay. You'll have to explain that to me.
It's... So the thing that I guess the biggest problem with it is everything was very predictable by about midpoint in the game. And then at the end of it, they throw you this little curveball. And then, you know, the last moment is another little like a little shocking moment of, oh, that's kind of cool. But again, it just kind of seems weak. And
the set pieces in this game, like,
I'm fine with them, except it was just the game felt like it was more on rails than any other game I've played.
Except for the flying the helicopter, everything seemed less than Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah. Hmm. Like you there's just a lot of like thing explodes, you know,
shoot
now
some
it's
dudes.
Two time yep or just run past them and get on to the next area.
Yeah, I could do that when I played there.
Yeah, there's no achievement for finishing it on casual versus normal.
No,
like if you, there's no difference between those two. It's just finish the game. You don't get a different rank up until You level it up to like hard or insane. I was very disappointed in the overall story and the execution of the end. I get it now. He told me, like, I was there, and they somehow I know this, and we're not gonna say it.
Oh,
like the whole mystery of the game gets unwound, but the real mystery of what are the numbers and like where are they coming from never gets like you only find out in when you're finding out when you're doing it. There's never any moment of like, this is why he does know. It's just a little
great.
Mm-hmm. Seems like there's something missing there.
Great
DLC.
Yeah for sure.
yep
that missing mission.
Yep
that part.
Just like in Modern Warfare 2, where it's like that motorcycle mission that they took out.
Motorcycle mission?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Motorcycle mission. If that would have been in there.
There was a motorcycle
mission? There wasn't, but there was supposed to be.
You're supposed to be?
I
don't
know that. There was a motorcycle mission in Black Ops.
I know about the extended...
Oh yeah, that mission was terrible.
I know about the extended snowmobile mission.
The motorcycling.
I liked how you had a shotgun that you had to like do Terminator style pump action, and that gun's not in the game anywhere else.
Wait, which was
the other frustrating thing is never being able to find incendiary shotgun again.
Yeah,
so that is the greatest gun in the history of all like Call of Duty games.
The fifth level for the first half that is, of the level.
It's the far sight of Call of Duty franchise. Nice. If you get that reference,
no, yeah,
it is the game ending gun.
Yeah,
needs to be in multiplayer.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get a ballistic knife in single player?
No. Nope.
I never got one.
No.
It's a bummer.
You get a crossbow, though, many times.
Do you get a tomahawk?
No.
No.
Well, kind of.
Do you?
You get an axe.
But you couldn't throw it. Like a fireman's axe?
No, but you definitely do some bad things with it.
That was a stupid mission, too.
Yeah.
That was a dumb section.
Did you kill all the monkeys?
No.
There's an achievement for getting 7 monkey kills in 10 seconds.
I saw that, but I was... That section, like, the third or fourth kill you have to make, it gives you no... Like, everyone is like, okay, take them. Make the kill.
The one where he's standing in between the buildings?
Yeah. And the guy's like, there's nothing said. Yeah. There is no indication that now is the time you go and make that kill.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. What do I do? We'll wait for him to come out, I guess.
Stupid. Like, the whole way up there, they're like, come here, hide under here with me. All right, we gotta get to this hiding spot. Okay, take him out now.
Yeah.
And then you get him up to a spot, and there's nothing said.
Yeah. That is not the first time. There was a string of poorly communicated segments in that game.
Sweet. Yeah. Sounds like what this entire game is based on, poor communication.
Poor communication, definitely.
Great.
And numbers.
Great.
Numbers.
Yeah,
numbers,
anyway.
Mason, what do they mean?
I don't know. I only watched season 3.
You were in Volcuda. I was there too. Tell us. What's the significance of the numbers? What's the significance of the numbers? We're running out of time, Mason.
I like at the end when he was like, you know, the two guys in the booth. I don't want to give it away, but those two up there. And then he's like, Hudson saw you.
Which one? When did that happen?
Up, they're like, we know who did it. Hudson saw it.
Oh, yeah. There are moments where it's like getting closer and closer to that moment. They're like, yeah, we're pretty much going to tell you right now. Like,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Without, if I say the one thing that was the moment where I was like, oh, I know. If I say that, then I think it's too obvious. Anyway, that game.
Was it when you were in the rabbit hole or the little holes and he just pops out of nowhere?
Who? What? When?
I'll talk to you about it later.
Okay. Yeah. What else do you play, Ryan?
The Borderlands DLC. I got the update for that, and you can. Oh, it was actually worthwhile playing 60? Now. Yeah, 68 9? Or whatever. And the 69? DLC is fun. I basically, at the end of it, there's like 4 bosses in a row. Just room, boss guy, room, boss guy, room, boss guy, another room. Huge fucking boss guy, final room.
What are you talking about?
The Borderlands DLC.
Which one is this?
The newest one.
I played it and finished it. I'm trying to think of what it is. It's just like robot versions of everybody, right?
Yeah, but
You fight him multiple times, and you fight like General Knox like six times.
And then at the end, did you finish it like all the way?
Yeah, I've finished.
And you finished
it
the claptrap,
all of it,
the huge fucking robot.
Oh yeah, yeah,
trap.
Yeah. No, I've told you all about this stuff before.
I don't think I was here
with the obvious allusion to there being a Borderlands 2 when dude is like, we'll have to do other things. Borderlands 2.
Oh yeah, yeah. At the end, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
well, I played that. And you can upgrade your guy now.
Yeah, that's sweet. Cool. That's cool that that's out.
Yeah. So
thank you for checking that. I've been meaning to jump on that, but that's good.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Upgrade
leveling
guy.
Up.
Borderlands.
Confirmed.
Nice.
Now you can play through it again.
Nice.
And again.
Yes. Or never. I also played a couple downloadable titles.
Oh yeah.
3D Ultra Mini Golf 2.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You were talking about
that. You were
that.
Excited about that.
Dude, no. Have you ever played 3D Ultra
I've
Mini Golf?
No, I'm not a big fan of golf.
Dude, mini golf is fun. You should download the demo because, like, there's a shitload of holes, and every hole they have, like, some outrageous hole-in-one you can get, like, shoot it in the bush over there, and it'll pop out of that bird's mouth.
What? Okay. No,
is it like once you know it though? Then
yeah, once
done?
You know it, it's hard to get. They're hard shots sometimes.
Oh, okay.
And all levels have power ups on them. Like there's multiplayer, and you can get like the oil slick, where if you get the power up and you oil slick behind yourself, and the next guy shoots the ball just goes crazy all over the place.
Crazy talk to me right now,
dude.
And
how do you oil slick in mini golf?
Dude, you just carry around an oil can and you're just.
Or there's
are these regulation? Are these league rules?
No,
there's electro ball where like.
That's
your
my
ball
favorite
is
Marvel supervillain.
Like, say you're right next to the hole, and part of the game, like, if you're playing multiplayer, you can play offense and shoot your other guy's ball, like, way down the other side of the course.
If
you have electro ball, you can turn that electric ball on, and the guy shoots your ball, and then all of a sudden you fly off the course.
I have no idea what you just said there. That sounds insane. Sounds like the wrong kind of mini golf.
Dude, it's ultra mini golf.
Oh. Like the twisted metal of golf games.
This is not regulated by any official mini golf rules.
No,
lowest score wins, right?
What?
Lowest score wins, right?
That would me and Ariel play.
Nice.
No, there's like fireball power ups, break power ups. It's fun. Check out the demo. If it's not just like. Hey, hit it right here.
Does it use Tiger Woods style flick the stick, or is it
there's,
or is
you
it
can,
hot
there's
shots?
Three different
does it
kinds.
Have Kinect support?
You can do triple click. You can do
the hot shots style.
You can do the
Tiger Woods style.
Tiger Woods style, and then the just single click. The hold
just,
dude,
and then let go.
Dude, no, you talk to me when it has Kinect support. Because I need shit to play on my
Talk to John when it has Kinect and
this
move,
game would be
and Wii support.
This game would
support.
Be ridiculously hard
John,
to play.
A crazy person.
Kinect, I believe. Ridiculously hard.
Well, you don't actually pantomime the moving of the swing. You just make a shape, and that shape depends. It gives you, like...
That's what makes this game real.
Yeah.
You
the shape,
have to
like,
mimic
if you make
shape.
A Z, that means slow.
Yeah.
If you make an L, that means really hard.
Yeah, that's exactly how this works.
Long.
Yeah, yep, L for long. But they don't tell you, so you have to figure
it out.
Just
figure
it
out.
Just like really
happen.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Yeah, there's other hole-in-ones. Like, you have to get a power-up right before you do something. Like, there's the spring power-up where you hit the power-up and then you spring up in the air. And say there's, like, this little ledge. You have to spring up onto it, and it'll roll all the way down, fall into this, like, little thing and go all the way down through the level, blah, 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 and then finally, like, poop out right on top of the hole.
Are there achievements?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course there
yes.
For,
yes.
Like, all hole-in-ones, I'm sure?
Yeah, there's, like, get 10 hole-in-ones in a row or something.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a fun game.
So what else did you DLC?
I was checking around, and I checked out this game called Fairy.
I haven't heard of it.
No? It's Xbox Live download. I didn't play it much. I played about 20 minutes of it, but you're in this fairy world talking to goblins, and you have just woken from a 1,000-year sleep, and you have to go to different mirror worlds to do something in the mirror world. I don't know.
I played a crazy DLC game called Undergarden.
Undergarden.
Oh, you're talking XBLA game?
Yeah, XBLA game. And
yeah, it's like
it's a platformer, right?
Oh, what was that?
Platformer adventure
game. Eden. It reminded me a lot of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Eden. Yeah, it's weird. You're growing plants and collecting seeds,
pollinating
and,
underwater things.
I played a little bit
Sam
of this.
Sam and Ro.
It's kind of...
Yeah.
Fairy, though.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Is it recent?
Yeah. I was checking up under recent.
Is it indie game, or is
it... No, it's a full game.
Huh.
It's like...
What are you doing?
I have... Lately, I've had a hard time just sitting, so...
These chairs aren't as comfy as the ones outside.
They're not.
Really? Yeah.
I'll give you guys... You get the big chair next time. I'll take the wood one.
I also played this this game called Dream World, which is pretty fun. It's like a missed point and click, like like the first room, you have just awoken up from a dream world, you don't know where you are, and you have to find, like, hidden on the walls, there's like a frog and a bird and a snake, and you have to find them and put them in their right place. And you can also zoom in one level, and sometimes, because it's a 3D room, if you zoom in a bit, you can see some things behind, like a bucket.
And that's that you couldn't how you normally find see. The hole in one.
Yes, yes, that is the hole in one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Bird, frog, bucket.
Hole in one.
Shoot to the left.
Spring break power up.
Yep.
I haven't heard of either of those.
Yeah, I was just checking them out.
Was it Dream?
Dream World, I believe.
Dream World.
Yeah. Dream something. Dream Chronicles. Dream Chronicles.
Oh, that's what it is. Dream Chronic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah.
I've been playing some of that.
Yeah. I've been dreaming in token.
Nice.
And then the last thing I played was Pinball FX2.
Oh, okay.
Which is pinball, but...
what's the FX stand for?
Freaking excellent.
Extreme.
Sweet.
Freaking extreme.
Freaking extreme.
That's pinball. The one where you download the... You is get the free download of extreme? The like the yes. wrapper that you can just access it, and then you can download the different tables.
And if you had Pinball FX1,
you
which
can
I
import
did,
all
you
your
get,
stuff.
Yep.
And yeah, that looks cool.
I yeah.
Except so. For the flipper noises.
The noises are spot on.
The flipper noises is just one noise. There's no variation.
So it's spot on?
Really clacky.
It's exact way it is in reality.
Yeah,
no.
That's what it is.
No, flipper noises are clunky.
Yeah. No, they sound... They seriously sound
flippers
like you're
sound
banging.
These flippers in this game sounds really
so
high pitch. I've watched it been played.
Yeah. But yeah, so I got the four tables that I had from the original one. I didn't download any new tables because they say this game has new physics. And it does some weird scoring, like how many different...
wizard score, which is like your high scores times the amount of tables you have, times the amount of friends you have, times
it's ridiculous.
Amount of hours that are on your Xbox clock or
what?
Something.
Yeah.
It's all in the effort to like just give you the biggest number humanly possible.
Yes.
It's the
ridiculous.
Weirdest scoring mechanism ever. But then, you know, there's your standard high score, and then you're
yeah,
like...
Yeah, okay, so it has, like, adjusted. And
yeah, there's
adjusted.
Another high score, too, that's like...
And your super wizard score.
Yeah.
There's the wizard score and super pinball score.
Yeah, of course.
So.
5 Ds.
Dude.
Of score.
Wow.
It's a lot of scoring Ds. Nuts.
Yeah, there's a pinball effects to it. I mean, yeah.
It's fun. There's a... Rainy afternoon.
The only time I would really want to play a simulated pinball game is if they had real life pinball machines on them. Not like if it was like
ones you could find, yeah,
not
dude.
Inspired by real life pinball, but if it was like this is the Earthshaker pinball
the
Addams
Family.
Pinball
machines on this are pretty sweet.
No. It's not
Addams
Family, dude.
Or Indiana Jones.
No,
or
the
Terminator.
Well, two of them were pretty stupid, but
Black Knight.
Speed Racer and Agents are pretty fun. At least those are the ones I get the best high score on.
Okay.
Those are fun.
Sweet. Those are fun because I
rescue 911.
Yes, that was the
with
one
the helicopter
is continually on Craigslist.
Yes. Oh god. How much is it on Craigslist for?
Oh, well, it's like 1,500.
The fuck that noise.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff on there recently.
Yeah.
$50 for like any arcade you could ever want.
You need to get.
They had an
the...
MK machine. Like one.
Yeah.
$50.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh.
They had dude had he had the Carrier Air Wing with its like original cabinet art.
Unlike
the
Contra cabinet.
Yeah. He has the what's the other one? Afterburner.
Is this the same dude
Final
you got
Flight?
This from?
No. This is just another post.
You need to get the Craigslist app for Droid because it automatically updates you anytime. Like you can just preset
a category.
You can preset.
I don't want everything.
You can preset a search.
Anytime something new comes on Craigslist,
no,
it tells you.
You can just preset a search. Like you can just make it so that anytime anybody posts anything about pinball machines.
Oh, with that in the title?
With that in the title, it will send you an alert saying that someone's posted something new.
Yeah, maybe.
That doesn't give you
it just shows up in your thing. It doesn't make noises or
well,
anything.
Well, yeah, but, yeah.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
It's not as crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, anyway.
That's Ryan. All the games I've got.
Oh, okay.
What about you, Griff?
I played, besides the ones we've talked about already, I played Sam & Max Season 2. I went back into the archives and started playing through the beginning of that. I played through the first, second, and then I was working on the third episode, but I fell asleep. Oh. Definitely not as good as the third season. And if you do want to play Sam & Max and play some adventure games, I still contend Sam & Max The Devil's Playhouse is the one to do. Because the second season is, it's good, and it has the same quirky, fun dialogue and puzzles, but it doesn't have the same puzzles. It's very different.
You think that's not just, like, you getting burnt out on?
No, because I could play more of Devil's Playhouse. The puzzles are very different because of the mechanics that were added to Devil's Playhouse. Like, you have all these tools as Max that lets you interact with the environment in different ways. The future vision, which is your hint system, and also part of the puzzle system itself. But all these things that you have that you use to solve puzzles. In this game, it's pretty much just like, you know, use this thing to manipulate the environment. Like, it's like a click or an item you pick up and you use this for this function. Or you use it purely to put in something else, like... There's no combining things. There's none of that stuff. It's very classic adventure game.
So should somebody play it the other way then? Start at the beginning and then play
no,
at the end?
No, don't. Just get Devil's Playhouse. Just skip it all and the then end. Wait for season 4.
I'm not going to miss out on any like previous knowledge stuff.
The only thing I'll miss out on is some inside, like some really inside baseball joke thing. Mm. Like where they make reference to something like the ongoing joke is that Max is president of the United States, and I don't know how that happened because I didn't play that season. So obviously I will never, like, I know that Max
You'll
is president,
never know.
But I will never know how that happened. There's nothing really
crucial. He was actually vice president, and then the president died.
No, he murdered the president.
Oh, okay.
He cut his head off.
So you do know.
I know, but I don't know. I know only anecdotally.
You know through reference?
I know through the jokes in the game that that's what happened, but I didn't experience it.
Oh.
And his running mate is his pet goldfish.
Well, it's a great running mate.
No, he's a traitor. He's a fucking traitor.
Oh. So is that like Klaus from American Dad?
I imagine it would not know. Be exactly like Klaus. Klaus,
because it's a traitor goldfish.
But the goldfish doesn't talk.
But Klaus
isn't. It just has an eyebrow that goes down and gets really angry looking, and it bubbles its... There's a bubble.
It does the people's eyebrow?
No, it bubbles out of its mouth. No, it's the anti-people's eyebrow. It just gets squinty. It's the other side. The side nobody cares about. The side that disappears.
Nobody's elbow?
Yeah. It's the side that people see when they don't know what The Rock is cooking. Yeah, so I played through that. I also have set up my computer to run Windows games.
Oh.
So I have...
That's not legal.
No, it is.
No, it's like,
Microsoft has boot camp, so you can run Windows. I have a version of Windows that is paid for and legitimate. So once things settle down and I have like more time to just kind of sit down and play, I want to really get into...
Command & Conquer 4?
No.
Damn.
No, definitely no. I own Command & Conquer 3.
If you want to talk about
alert.
Cutscenes not going with gameplay.
Yeah. No, dude.
What are you talking about? Command & Conquer 4 is the best way you do
that's
cutscenes.
Right.
Compared
I didn't play 4, but 3 and
that
2
is,
were just like...
No, that's the...
I
that's,
love...
If, no, all, if all cutscenes were FMV, I would be...
That's right.
I'd be set.
Absolutely.
Set for life.
Oh, I
That'd
hate
be
it.
So fantastic.
They're so bad at
FMV,
acting.
That... Epic Mickey.
No, it's so good. So good.
It was just FMV of a guy in a giant like Mickey suit.
Yeah, if everything was Comic Jumper, like yes. Or Explosion Man.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. No, I plan on playing some Dawn of War 2, which I bought during the Steam sale on Cyber Monday.
Oh yeah, okay,
for like
sure.
$10 instead of $40.
Did Steam have good Cyber Monday sales?
Yeah.
Because about the only other place that I saw that had any decent Cyber Monday sales was
Amazon.
Amazon.
Had like a million things that were super cheap. It was like $30 for a hot Need for Speed Hot Pursuit.
Dude, they were just giving shit away. Like Blu-rays, like I bought 3 Blu-rays for $25.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Good Blu-rays. Like Watchmen, the director's cut, and my favorite sci-fi movie, The Thing, for $10.
The
and
Thing.
Then, yes. No. Have you seen it?
I think. I'm trying to remember.
Kurt Russell.
Mm-hmm.
You should see it if you haven't seen it.
Is that the sequel to The Blob?
No. This is good. This is like 80s. So,
yeah.
And then I also got...
It's like Aliens. Kind of.
It's awesome how you both just said kind of.
Well, it is, but you get that. It's like that claustrophobic. That,
yeah. Takes place in Alaska?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Yep.
There's a dog involved.
Yeah.
Where, yeah.
Yeah.
And fire.
I don't want to spoil anything for a movie that's been out for 25 years, but.
Yeah, I've seen
but
that.
But it's pretty good. And then I also got flipping that other movie that I like. Oh, The Mist.
Bruce Willis.
No.
Oh. What?
The Mist. Yeah. Like yeah. Stephen King.
Oh, yeah, with the crazy spider.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Creepy things, yeah.
And they're like, we're never going to make it. I'll kill all of you.
I was really close to buying Tremors as well, but I had already spent $30. So I'm like, shit.
Why stop now?
Exactly. That's
if you buy Tremors, you pretty much have to buy Tremors 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Well, they only have Tremors 1 on Blu-ray.
Which is the one with Kevin Bacon?
One.
Tremor 1, yeah. 1. And Kevin Bacon gets
Tremors
rich off of Tremors. And
yeah.
Then that's where stuff goes downhill in Tremors 2. Tremors,
Tremors 2 was okay.
Tremors 2 was okay, but then Tremors 3... That's a
and
dive.
Then Tremors 4 was just like a made for TV thing.
There was a Tremors 4?
Yes.
Dude, I only saw the third one where the things can fly out of their butt.
Oh, you don't need
have
to see much.
I have never seen a Tremors movie.
You've never seen a Tremors movie?
No.
Oh, fuck, dude. I'm going to go buy that tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're going to watch that.
I'll get the popcorn.
Jesus Christ.
Never seen a Tremors movie.
That needs to happen. Oh, man.
Oh,
that needs to happen.
I'm so disappointed.
The fuck, dude? Holy
never
shit.
Never seen a Tremors movie.
Oh my god.
Also, never seen Gremlins all the way through.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not exactly... It's not as good as people make it.
Really?
Yeah.
Gremlins was like...
Dude, it's hardcore. Christmas time. We should
get it. There's so many Gremlins movies. Like,
Gremlins? That's my favorite.
Yes.
Gremlins.
I like Tremlins. I'm a fan of Tremlins.
Gremlins. They come out of like Gremlins, they come out of the ground. Make sure you don't feed them.
It's my favorite breakfast cereal. Gremlins.
Seven Tremlins.
Yeah, that's all I played.
cool.
Some Steam stuff. But now that I have a PC, I plan on playing
Plane. Now that I have a PC.
I'm going to play Planescape Torment.
Sure.
Which I've been meaning to do for a long time.
And what is Planescape Torment?
What is Planescape Torment? It's like the greatest RPG ever created ever.
Oh.
American RPG.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
It's like Fallout, but infinitely better.
Oh, okay. So without
like Fallout
glitches?
1 and 2?
Without glitches.
Like Fallout 1 and 2.
Okay. Top down.
Yeah.
Diablo.
Point and click.
No. Like Fallout 1 and 2. Okay.
I never played Fallout 1 or 2.
It's like Fallout. Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like Fallout Boy.
It's like this ain't a
the
scene.
Band.
It's an arm race.
So post apocalyptic.
Oh,
RPG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
apocalyptic.
No, I mean, I know very little about it. I just remember.
Okay, Mickey, get a hold of yourself.
I remember when I was thinking about what I read about Planescape Torment, because it's something I've been meaning to play for a while. I spent a long time reading the entire story of Star Wars the Old Republic. Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. Reading extremely long plot synopses of all those those
games.
Well,
that's your fault.
No, it's, dude, like I'm glad I never played them. Well, I played KOTOR. I didn't play KOTOR 2 and I didn't really get into it. But in theory, great games.
Yeah.
Theoretically awesome stories.
Sure.
Theoretically.
Freaking
awesome.
Crazy.
Dude, I've got some theoretically great games in my head.
Really? Like what?
Okay.
So we can talk about this forever. So let's talk about
releases.
Yeah, and that's what we do now, right?
Yeah. Or we can go to news.
Whatever.
I think we do news. Well, that'll be easy though, because this is only going to take a few seconds. So
are we still recording? Whenever we get to news, it seems like we stop recording.
Dude, I know, right? Here, I have an easy solution for that. So there was very little things that happened this week. Sorry, just setting things.
Shit happened, man.
No, nothing.
No,
nothing has happened.
No,
video games are getting DLCs.
GT5.
Yep. Grand Turismo 5 is out. It's really a thing now.
It's a funny thing is what it is.
Barely. So Assassin's Creed is going to be getting DLC. Yeah.
Is the Xbox getting the... Are they going to have to pay for the free DLC of the PlayStation?
You know, I don't know.
I think that's completely separate. I haven't heard anything that says that's coming out on Xbox.
Splinter Cell 6
has been confirmed.
Nice. It's been... Yeah.
Still have that same dude in the works, it's coming, any plot points yet
it's gonna be by Tom Clancy.
They're gonna
Tom
actually
Clancy's name is on it.
Are they gonna actually do the drunk Sam Fisher this time?
One can only hope. God, it's still Michael Ironside.
Yeah.
What's the significance of who killed my daughter?
The numbers.
Yeah, that's all. That's not all, but
all you need to know.
There's a rumor. The rumor is 343 Industries is going to be remaking Halo Reach Combat Evolved on the Reach engine. So it's going to, you know, be redone using
Halo Combat Evolved by the Reach people.
Reach engine. So how everything looked in Reach will be how Combat Evolved Reach looks. Halo Reach
with Master Chief.
I also heard they're dropping all of Halo Wars information servers from Waypoint.
Is it Waypoint? No, that was a thing.
That's already a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where it doesn't exist as far as Waypoint's concerned.
I don't know. I noticed that news like last week and I disregarded it.
And they're completely just...
I've used that
basically,
Waypoint once.
Basically, Microsoft doesn't want Halo Wars to exist anymore.
That's fine.
Because I don't think Ensemble Studios exists anymore. Is that right?
Yes, that was their last hurrah. Sure. It was the Age of Empires people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was their last thing.
And no more Age of Empires.
Lord of the Ring, Battlefield for Middle Earth.
Other thing here, Sega announces their new game.
More Sonic?
No. Yes. No.
Sonic
Sega,
Black
Sega
and White.
Sega America announced the game Binary Domain. It's the people that made Yakuza.
Oh.
It's the dude that made Yakuza.
It's one dude making this.
Yeah, Toshihiro Nagoshi just hand makes games.
Sweet.
It's like a sword.
Like
dude.
Every single one.
Yeah, every copy spins them. That's how you make a game, right?
Yeah.
Throw stuff.
I'll put the trailer up if I can get a good version of it, but this game looks like trash.
Well, it's only one dude. I mean, come on. Hand making him.
Maybe. I'm just going to be the one to say it. This game looks bad. Like,
like, why are you even attempting to put out a game bad?
No, like, oh man. Like, it's good, but it's... I'll put the trailer up.
Okay, and I'll...
You,
I'll
or
make
you
it a
can
set.
Watch the trailer,
yeah, I'll make it a
and you can judge it for yourself.
Sure.
And it's... I don't want to taint your reactions to it and tell you what you should think, but for me, it's just like, oh, more futuristic robots and what Japanese people think of the military. Great.
Awesome. Front Mission.
Yes. It's that again. It's that plus Vanquish. Minus all the good things.
Minus the smoking.
All the good things are gone.
Minus everything.
Smoking and the shooting.
So wait, they're adding a story and taking away everything else.
Yes.
Sweet.
Yes. You've watched that. Just watch it. Frank West is coming to... I thought you were wearing a hat there for a second, too.
Me? No.
We're all wearing hats.
This is just how
put our hands
goes
on our head. Frank West is coming to the Xbox version of Dead or Alive 2. Just like Dead Rising Case Zero.
Wait, Dead or Alive 2?
Dead Rising.
You said Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive, dude.
That would be the best crossover ever.
I don't want to see him in Dead or Alive too. Not four.
I want to see him in
in a man thong.
In the mankini.
In a banana hammock.
It's Dead Rising.
That's in Dead Rising too. Actually,
I know. Yes. That's why it'd be easy, very easy to just transfer that over. Anyway, sorry. Let me restart here. Frank West will be appearing in the Xbox on. Dead Rising 2, Case West, in all capitals.
Oh, man.
Now, do you have to have Dead Rising 2?
No, you do not.
Is standalone?
Good question. You can just download this. What's the point? Runs exactly like Case Zero. No word on the price. Presumably the same
thing. $5, I'll get it.
Yeah, if it's $5, I'll maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be just like Case Zero, where it's like, very isolated scenario. New weapons, new monsters, new people to save, that sort of thing.
Just more Dead Rising.
But it's co-op.
Oh!
You can actually play it co-op, unlike Case
And is there going to be picture taking?
Yes.
Instead of combo making?
No. There will be both.
Picture taking and combo making?
One can only hope.
Can I duct tape my camera to a rake?
One can
possibly
only hope,
and take pictures of dudes as I'm beating them in the face.
One
with my
can
camera.
Only hope you can duct tape two cameras together.
Are you ready for your close-up zombies? Wham!
Camera bomb?
No. Yeah.
Take pictures everywhere.
Yeah. Yes. Erotic. Fantastic. Yeah. So that's the thing. Stay tuned for further pricing details. Speaking of pricing details, this isn't exactly newsworthy, but I find it interesting since I really like Deus Ex.
Yeah, good. Talk about that because I didn't read it.
Yeah, no. So Deus Ex Human Revolution is going to have two pre-order bundles. If you pre-order the game at a specific retailer, you get one of two packs. One pack, the like explosive mission pack, comes with a mission.
That's explosive.
Well, you can make
my game
way.
To explode.
One could infer
you,
that it
well,
would be
you
explosive.
Can make that mission explosive using your linebacker grenade launcher.
Linebacker grenade launcher.
It's a grenade launcher nicknamed the linebacker. Whatever.
Okay.
Anyway,
okay. I can only imagine what that.
So it blocks.
No. You also get remote controlled explosives, and you get an auto lock picking device.
Oh. Well, yeah, could be useful.
Yes, it could be, right? And now
conceivably
the other pack is the tactical something pack, and that
tactical
comes with
nuke?
1,000 or 10,000 credits.
Oh,
I don't know if that's good or not.
10,000 sounds like a lot
in the future. That's meaningless
shit,
to me.
I mean, if it's by pennies,
dude,
then
yeah, it's
could
like
be
pesos.
Just,
I figure that
10,000 pesos is 100 bucks.
Yeah, it's gonna be like the yen, where you know it's like 10,000 10,000 credits. That's
it's like 100 bucks. That doesn't
what
do
I,
any good.
Yeah,
shit.
It's
$18.
That's a car wash.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's a flying car wash.
That's a BJ at the Ho House.
I don't even think it goes that far. You got to settle for a cyborg BJ. CJ.
You put your thing in the hole and you hope it's the right size.
Oh, God, that reminds me of something in Fallout New Vegas. I'll talk to you guys about later. Okay. Anyway, so their package, the other package is the tactical package. You get a silent sniper rifle, a double barrel shotgun.
This sounds like the one I want.
That sounds like the better.
Really?
Maybe.
And $10,000.
Yeah.
That's it.
That sounds
pretty
sweet.
Rifle and a
you
shotgun.
Don't get a mission?
Oh, that's true.
You
I
don't get an
get
automatic
content.
Unlocking device?
Do you get separate achievements for separate missions?
There are no achievements involved in this, is what I can assume.
Yeah.
But a double barrel shotgun, like trap shooting ass shotgun.
Compared to grenade launcher and mission?
Compared to grenade launcher and explosives. Just, I have the videos
is there any
on
way
the
news you can
links
get
that
both?
Shows. Probably.
Well, I've already discussed ways to make that happen.
I mean,
so
it's pre-order stuff, so
you need to just stalk your retailers and figure out how they distribute their crap.
Definitely. There's probably a way to get both. But if you go to the, you know, deusex.com or the Eidos website, it doesn't specify which retailer gives what pack.
Interesting.
The rumor is that GameStop is getting back pack one, and Amazon, Best Buy are getting pack two. Pack two sucks.
So
sniper rifles are awesome.
Silent, yeah, but it's not like the game isn't gonna have a sniper rifle. You think? You know?
Maybe not.
Also,
maybe.
If you watch
maybe
the latest
the
gameplay
only way
video,
to get a sniper.
If
rifle.
You watch the latest gameplay video of Deus Ex that I posted, you don't need a sniper rifle because you have a gun that shoots through walls.
You also don't really need a gun because you just throw a box at somebody's head.
Or you just explode into a million bullets.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yes. You're a cyborg.
You can do a lot of things. For instance, have sunglasses implanted into your eyes.
That's how I want it.
How does he see in the nighttime?
He takes them off because they disappear into his eyes.
Fold into his head.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, check it out. See what you think. I think it's kind of dirty, but because there's one obvious good pack out there, and if it does,
I'm liking the sniper rifle shotgun.
You're a fool.
Damn.
You were a fool. save that Batman tab for later.
Wasn't there something that was? I'm sorry. Wasn't there something that was silenced?
Silent sniper rifle?
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. See? You want to be sneaky about shit? Maybe that's the way to go.
Maybe.
But then there's the lockpicking thing.
But you can
But if you're a cyborg, can you just rip the lock off?
Yeah, if you're a freaking cyborg, you should have a key in your hand at all
time. No, man, it's future lock.
Future lock.
It's a future lock that's like electronic.
Oh, but a lockpick?
No, it's an electronic. No, it's not a lock.
It's a hacking system.
Yeah, it's a hacking tool.
Oh, it's an auto hack.
You put the tool on the thing and it hacks it for you.
Oh, yeah, and a cyborg can't do that.
No, wait, man. If a cyborg could do that,
they wouldn't have cyborgs.
That'd be preposterous. Why? Why would a cyborg have a hacking tool?
That's Inspector like Gadget has
having an R2-D2 on you at all times.
Exactly. You can pay for the. You can
have a trash can following you around.
Let's keep moving here. Video game releases. Wait, we can talk about stupid crap that's coming out.
Oh, hey, was
there
a release date for Deus Ex yet?
Oddly enough, there is no announcement. No, there's no announcement on Eidos's website or the official Deus Ex website, but if you go to GameStop's, if you follow the links through their exclusivity pre-ordering stuff,
their craziness,
it says March 3rd. It's like, hey, it's March 3rd.
But GameStop always just posts stuff ahead of time just to
exactly.
have
the
SKU available for people to pre-order.
So. Right. So, yeah, take it as you will. Early 2011 is what it's
slated. Let's get your cyborg on.
Just hope for a spring launch at this point.
Yeah. Definitely. I think that's when that game would do best, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, right now.
January.
Right now.
January. I mean,
it's actually dropping in 2 minutes.
Dude, January is the new October.
Let's go.
It's coming.
Yeah.
January.
Man.
Good shit starts happening.
Well, like April.
January is the new Christmas.
January through April.
Yeah. Well,
and then stuff
takes Q1 up. Is the new Q4.
Yeah, exactly. I'm saying.
Then things video games off. On PSN, Dead Nation, which actually looks pretty good.
Is that the twin stick shooter?
Yeah, twin stick zombie shooter.
Undead Nation, is it?
Oh. Or is it? I feel like I've played that.
Okay, my bad.
Nation of Dead.
I feel like that's already been out twice.
Well, the unique thing about this is it's RPG driven, so it's by the people that did Super Stardust HD. I don't know the name, unfortunately, but it's a twin stick shooter, but you can it has upgrade mechanics, so you spend money, you loot things, has a story, cool. Buy upgrades. So yeah, it seems kind of cool.
How much?
$15.
Titties.
Yeah. Oh, hi. Funky Lab Rat. Don't know what that one is.
Okay. Don't need to care.
Yep. PS1 imports, Block Kids, and Dazemon Plus. These are imports, mind you.
I feel like this is a Saturday Night Live
block
skit.
Demos, you can try that Funky Lab Rat trial.
Sweet.
That's about it.
For PSN.
Yeah.
Or in general.
Well, I mean, there's DLC packs. Like, there's some DJ Hero music
packs.
Let's just
get to the majors.
Yeah, let's just move on to the more important things. That is to say, Nintendo releases this week.
Whoa. Well, let's find the best one.
Nintendo Digital releases. For the Nintendo DSi, Cave Story.
Yeah, that. I'm kind of interested in possibly getting that.
Well, for the price of 1,000 DSi points, your curiosity could be satisfied. And I really think that if you were to play Cave Story, and a portable version would be the best way to do it.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
You know, like Jeff and Jamie and Axel, the guys I went to Japan with, were hardcore about how good Cave Story was.
Really?
Yeah, they loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I've heard the premise. It sounds interesting.
It sounds like a cute JRPG indie game thing.
Kind of want to try it.
Not so RPG,
maybe
more platformer or something.
Maybe I'll go buy me some Wii points.
Don't do that.
You know, you get you some weed points.
Yeah, Cave Story. So yeah, you know, whatever. It's only come out like four other times before.
Yeah, P
PC. Frenzik. Yep, 200 Nintendo DSi points. Spot It Challenge.
Is that the...
That's the Photon King.
Yeah.
200 Nintendo DSi
Big
points.
Big John Games.
Big John Games. That represent. WiiWare. Airport Mania First Flights.
Yeah.
First Flight, excuse me. By Lemon Games. 500 Wii points. Yeah. HB Arcade Disc Golf. 1,000 Wii points.
Wow, that's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like disc golf would be a good thing for the Wii.
You would think that.
One would think that.
Until you
except
play...
for the throwing part.
Well, no, it's really good on the PlayStation Move, the disc golf is.
You know, but... what you could do is you could just buy Wii Sports Resort and play probably a better version of disc golf with your dog.
With your dog.
Virtual Console, Magical Drop 2. The end. Good. Don't need to read any of those stupid descriptions.
There wasn't a WiiWare drop of the week. I didn't see anything worthy in there.
No, they're really, you know, yeah.
They get some demos coming out now.
Yeah, there's a demo for Cave Story. So let's talk about video games that came out. What was the beginning of this week? The 30th or the 29th?
The 30th.
30th. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. Because Dark Dawn came out on Sunday. Yeah, the 30th,
because that's when Epic Mickey dropped.
Yep. Echo Chrome 2. Sorry, no, wrong. This is all effed up here, sorry. Epic Mickey, like John said, for the Wii. Pro Evolution Soccer 2011 for the Wii. Divinity 2, The Dragon Knight Saga for Xbox 360 and PC. Spellforce 2, Faith and Destiny, Nailed for PC, Xbox, yeah, and PS3. CSI Crime Scene Investigation Unsolved for the DS. Unbound Saga for the Xbox 360. That already came out for the PSP a while ago, didn't it?
Yep.
Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Transer.
Yep.
Dual Transer.
Read that.
Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Dual Transvestite.
Dual Transer. A Transer. Train. For the Wii. Transer.
Dual Tranny.
Dual Transer.
Sounds like a fun night.
Sorry, that's next week. Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D Dual Transer is next week. Week. Next that's week. Whet your appetite for what's to come.
Sure. I'll just give one away.
Yep, so that's it. That's the video games.
Sweet.
Crazy week.
Yeah, just for the heck of it, let's see if we got any emails.
We might.
You guys want to talk about
potential prospects?
Do you want to talk about things while I'm looking this
things,
up?
Things. Things.
You were wanting to talk about.
I played more Super Meat Boy.
Dude.
There is a part in that game where you have a boss fight against one of Dr. Fetus's dumps.
Poos?
He takes a dump, and you have to race his dump through this through this level. It's like a...
I could see that easily happening in Super Meat Boy because you have to be so quick anyway, so I'm pretty sure that...
He takes a dump that then is in the form of Meat Boy, so it's like anti-Meat Boy.
It's poo...
Nega
poo
Meat Boy?
Yeah, it's like Nega Meat Boy, and it's like, you and him race through the stage before the salt
it's digested
up.
Meat Boy.
Yeah, kind of, I suppose. Yeah. ABC... Meat Boy.
Already been chewed Meat Boy?
Yeah.
Already been digested Meat Boy?
Yeah, ABD.
ABCD'd.
All right, we're going to hit our bumper here soon. We got to get out of here. Sure. There are no pertinent emails. Oh, there is one that's weird.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, no. Anyway, this has been Boss Barrel Radio, internet radio show.
Boss Barrel Radio.
See ya.
See you later. Boss.
See ya.
Bye.